Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
This is the most outrageous public health thing that could happen.
What?
They have to cancel it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no two ways about this. You cannot have this mass organisation of people. I know it's going to be painful, but you can't go through this hypocrisy of shutting down Yeshiva Beth Rivka and shutting down schools in Victoria and allow the Grand Prix to happen. It is the stupidest, most irresponsible public health thing. A group of doctors have just started a Facebook group to do a petition run by Dr. April Armstrong, a GP, Business for Doctors face group. And this just should not be happening. They should stop it now. I can't imagine for a moment the chief medical officer in Victoria wants this to happen. It's politics and it's money, and people will actually suffer because of it, and there'll be an outbreak in Victoria that you'll live to regret.
They're very strong words, Norman Swan. Do you think that the government has an opportunity still to make a move in that direction?
Just stop it and just have the Grand Prix with no crowd. You can still have the Grand Prix, no crowd.
So the advice from you would be,
stay away.
If you are a petrolhead and you had plans to go down there, it's actually very much advisable not to.
Well, the Matildas played in front of an empty stadium. The Grand Prix can run around the track. They make enough noise themselves. You don't need the crowd. And so you can still have the race, but you just say you're not allowed to come. And you stop the crowd.
Dr.
You can
Norman
still
Swan,
watch it on television.
Are you surprised being very close to all of this at the acceleration of coronavirus?
No, I'm not. We've been more concerned about Italy, Iran, South Korea and China, and we should be treating America as if it's Iran. So I have no idea what the Tom Hanks story is, but it's far more likely that he and his wife have brought it in from California. And that it's imported cases. So we should be banning travel from the United States now. So what's been happening in the United States, and it's been happening here a bit too, but we've been a bit better and more on top of it because we've got a better public health system in Australia. It's been growing, it's been spreading under the surface in the United States. Washington State's the classic example where it was just spreading for 6 weeks, then it became obvious. And if you don't test for it, you don't see it. So you can just stay completely blind to it. And that's, of course, what happened in Italy. They had an imported case. We still don't know where it came from. Got into the northern Italy, started spreading under the radar, and then they thought it was flu, got into healthcare facilities. People in the healthcare facilities got it, spread it to patients. Before they knew it, it spread. Every day counts in this. This comes from the 1918 pandemic, the flu pandemic. Philadelphia in 1918. That's where they get this data from. They don't get it from COVID-19. This is 1918 data. And what happened in Philadelphia? They waited 2 weeks. St. Louis, they got onto it straight away. They stopped public events. They shut down schools. They shut down theatres. They stopped people getting together. We are back at 1918. And the reason I'm talking so urgently is the stupidity of having crowds at the Grand Prix. Absolute stupidity. And so what happened in St. Louis was that they got onto it and they controlled it. Now, what they don't show on these graphs is what happened in St. Louis after that, when you extend out the time frame, is that they took the foot off the brake too quickly and they got a second wave and it came back. And so this is how critical it is. So we go on and on and on about controlling it, getting testing, and here's what you got to do and isolate yourself. And you go and have 250,000 people or whatever it's going to be turning up at Albert Park. Should not happen. You can still have the Grand Prix, just nobody's allowed to come.